it would be hard to make life even tougher for the millions of refugees who fled the wars in Iraq and Syria. But Syrian refugees say this is their coldest winter in the camps, and they're getting less help than ever. NPR's Alice Fordham has more.
In Lebanon, they called the storm Zina. And in this muddy cluster of tents and huts close to the city of Saida, Syrian refugees say she showed no mercy.
Hawa, hawa,
the wind, God Almighty, it was a storm, says Gamra El Khalil. A tree fell on her corrugated metal shack, crushing half of it, just missing her family. It's this year that's the worst, she says. We're dying of cold. Stomping through the mud and a rain-swelled stream is one Lebanese aid worker who doesn't give his name because he's not authorized to speak for his NGO.
Actually, as you've seen the situation here, it's really awful. Of course, the humanitarian agencies, the UNHCR, is working, intervening, but it's not enough.
More than 3 million Syrians, more than one in 10, have fled their country. About a million of them are believed to be in Lebanon, a tiny place where there are no formal camps for Syrian refugees, so hundreds of thousands live in tents, shacks or abandoned buildings. Not good protection against this week's snow, rain and high winds. And there's another thing. Mariam Assayem says this winter's not just colder than last year, there's less help than last year. The United Nations, which supports the vast bulk of these refugees, issued extra ration cards and oil for heaters last winter. This year, there's none of that. I reached the UN's Lisa Abu Khalid in the snowy Bekaa Valley on the border with Syria, who says they just don't have the resources to help everyone.
Well, we've had to prioritize the bigger amount of assistance to the most vulnerable, which is only a very... a very small percentage of our whole target population.
The UN is the largest of many organizations to say as the war drags on, their funding is drying up. Late last year, the World Food Programme said it would have to halt much of its work feeding refugees. That prompted a rush of cash and the programme continued, but shortfalls are likely to reappear. A surge in the number of people that need help has also put pressure on aid agencies. In Iraq last year, more than 2 million people were displaced after fighting spilled over from Syria. Hundreds of thousands of them are in the frigid mountains in the north of the country. And as Syria and Iraq continue to fragment and see vicious internal conflict, the refugees and displaced will not soon go home. Alice Fordham, NPR News.
We're just going to keep tracking what we know and do not know about the developing situation outside Paris, where authorities have cornered two men believed to be the suspects in this week's Paris massacre. They're inside an industrial building. We know, according to the authorities, that police have made phone contact with the suspects. We do not know for certain if they have a hostage, although there are reports to that effect. We do not know if they're willing to negotiate, if they will in time be willing to surrender. We will continue tracking this story throughout the morning as we learn more, fact by fact, minute by minute, on Morning Edition from NPR News.